بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, all praise is due to Him. I testify that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is His true slave and messenger. May Allah, salah and salam be upon Prophet Muhammad, his family, and all of his noble companions and those who follow their path until the day of resurrection. After Adam, peace be upon him, mankind stayed for centuries while they were one ummah, one nation, on guidance from Allah. Then they differed, and the devils introduced evils amongst them through many ways. One of the things that happened is that the people of Nuh, amongst them were righteous men who died. So they really felt of their absence. So the shaitan inspired to them to make images of them, of their idols, so that they can remember them after they died. And this was the beginning of evil. So after they did introduce these images of the idols of these righteous men, so as to remember them, those who came after them, shaitan inspired them now in a different way, saying, these idols which were representing these righteous men, and their names are Wad, I will put their names, Waddan, Wad, this is the first one. The second is Siwa. The third is Yaghuth. And the fourth is Ya'uq. And fifth is Nasra. These were the names of the five righteous men whom the devil inspired the people to make images of them, and so as to remember them. They ended up after a while with the extension of knowledge, they ended up calling upon them, seeking intercession through them, calling upon them so as to receive the rain. Allah knows best the language they spoke. And seek a cure for illnesses through them. So he continued inspiring them this way until they ended up worshipping these images and idols, despite some of advice not to do so. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, okay, there were five, yeah, the five. Okay, the five, these were righteous men at the time of Nuh alayhi salam, and after they died, shaitan, the devil, inspired to the people that, well, these were righteous men, so why don't you remember them, so build some images for them, and that's what they did. And then after a while, they ended up with the when knowledge was lacking, with extension of knowledge, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, they ended up worshipping these idols, these images that they made of them, and seeking intercession through them for help and everything, and seeing refuge in them. So Allah sent Noah. Now is that clear, inshallah? Sister, inspire me. So Allah sent Noah, and they know that Noah was a trustworthy, his people meaning, they knew of his good and noble character. And he commanded them by saying, فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. O my people, worship none but Allah. You have no other God through God other than Him or besides Him. This is chapter 7, verse 59. So this was the admonition, this was the message, this was the essence of the message from Nuh to his people. And he called upon them not to cling to this worldly life, but to think of the hereafter, saying to them, Ya qawmi, إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. O my people, I am a plain warner to you. أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ. That you worship Allah and fear Him and obey Him. وَأَطِيعُونَ, and obey me. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. Allah, then if you do so, He will forgive you your sins. وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, and respite you to an appointed term. This is chapter Nuh, chapter 71, verse 2 and 4. So when he initiated this admonition to them, which is filled with sincerity to Allah and purity, and also warning them as to the consequences of their evil doings in this life and the hereafter, what was their response? Allah tells about their response in chapter 7, verse 60, إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Indeed, we see you, O Noah, in plain error. In plain error. Not only that, they told him that, وَمَا نَرَاكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاذِلُنَا بَادِيَ رَأِي وَمَا نَرَى لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ بَلْ نَظُنُّكُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. Even in the beginning of the statement, they said about him, you are human like us. Nor do we see anyone following you, but the meanest amongst us. And they too followed you without thinking. And we don't see in you any merit above us. In fact, we think you are liars, you and your followers. So what they demanded? They demanded that he should arrange to drive his followers away out of their arrogance and false pride. So he responded that he is not misguided. To the contrary, through him, through the message that he is carrying, he is there to eliminate and lift up misguidance, and that he is a trustworthy messenger with clear proofs from his Lord, from Allah, and evidence for that. And that the believers, it is not permissible to drive them away. Could we paste if Brother Tamer, he's left? Okay. I wonder if Brother Uthman, could you paste if you can, but otherwise we can continue. I wanted people, somebody to pay some of this important dialogue between Noah and his people. But we'll go ahead with it. So the chiefs, this is in chapter 11, verse 27. Mm-hmm. Chapter 11, verse 27. فقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه ما نراك إلا بشرا مثلنا. The chiefs who disbelieved amongst his people said, we see you but a man like ourselves. وما نراك اتبعك إلا الذين هم أراذلنا بادي الرأي. Nor do we see any follow you but the meanest amongst us, and they too followed you without thinking. وما نرى لكم علينا من فضل بل نظنكم كاذبين. And we do not see in you any merit above us. In fact, we think you are liars. What did he say? He said, قال يا قومي أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي وآتاني رحمة من عنده فأميت عليكم أنلزمكموها وأنتم لها كارهون. He said, O my people, tell me, if I have a clear proof from my Lord and a mercy, which is the prophethood he's carrying, has come to me from him, but that mercy has been obscured from your sight, shall we compel you to accept it when you have a strong hatred for it? So he said further about them, about that, وَيَا قَوْمِ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مَالًا. And O my people, I ask of you no wealth for it. In أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ, my reward is from none but Allah. وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, I am not going to drive away those who have believed. إِنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ. Surely they are going to meet their Lord, but I see that you are a people that are ignorant. And he also told them, وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ وَلَا أَقُولُ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ وَلَا أَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ تَزْدَرِي أَعْيُنُكُمْ لَنْ يُؤْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ إِنِّي إِذًا لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And I don't say to you that with me are the treasures of Allah, nor that I know the unseen, nor do I say I am an angel. And I do not say of those whom your eyes look down upon that Allah will not bestow any good on them. Allah knows what is in their inner slaves as regards to belief. In that case, I should indeed be one of the wrongdoers, the oppressors. So I'm not going to do that. So he continued calling them, calling his people, day and night, openly and secretly. And that only increased their fleeing away and turning away. We read in about this in chapter Noah, chapter 71. He said, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. O my people, verily I am a plain warner to you. أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ. That you should worship Allah, fear and be dutiful to Him and obey me. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. He, Allah, will forgive you of your sins. This is from the merits and benefits of belief in Allah. He's reminding them. Allah will forgive you of your sins and respite you to an appointed term. إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرُ لَوْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Verily the term of Allah when it comes cannot be delayed if you but knew. قال ربي إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا. He said, O my Lord, verily I have called to my people night and day, secretly and openly, to accept Tawheed, to believe in you and in your oneness. فلم يزدهم دعائي إلا فرارا. But all my calling added nothing but to their flight from the truth. وإني كلما دعوتهم لتغفر لهم جعلوا أصابعهم في آذانهم واستغشوا ثيابهم وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا. And verily every time I called unto them that you might forgive them, they thrust their fingers into their ears, covered themselves up with their garments, and persisted in their refusal and magnified themselves in pride. ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا. Then verily I called to them openly, aloud. ثم إني أعلنت لهم وأصررت لهم إصرارا. Then verily I proclaimed to them in public and I have appealed to them in private. فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. I said to them, ask forgiveness from your Lord. Verily He is oft forgiving. If you ask this forgiveness, يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. He will send rain to you in abundance. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And give you increase in wealth and children, and bestow on you gardens and bestow on you rivers. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is the matter with you? طيب عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. What is the matter with you that you fear not Allah and His punishment, and you hope not for the reward from Allah, or you believe not in His oneness? What's the matter with you? وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. While He has created you in different stages, that is from the sperm, through the alaqa, through the mixed coagulated blood, etc. All the way till they became infants. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. See you not how Allah has created the seven heavens on one above another? وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا. And has made the moon a light therein, and made the sun a lamp. والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا. And Allah has brought you from you forth from the dust of the earth. ثم يعيدكم فيها ويخرجكم إخراجا. Afterwards He will return you into the earth and bring you forth again on the day of resurrection. والله جعل لكم الأرض بساطا. And Allah has made for you the earth a wide expanse. لتسلكوا منها سبلا فجاجا. That you may go out about therein in broad roads. Then what happened? All these magnificent way of da'wah, of proclaiming the truth and giving evidences and reminding them of themselves and of the alaykum salam rahmatullahi ta'ala barakatuh, and what's around them from the heavens and the earth, openly and secretly. What happened? قال نوح رب إنهم عصوني واتبعوا من لم يزده ماله وولده إلا خسارا ومكروا مكرا كبارا. Noah said, My Lord, they have disobeyed me and followed one whose wealth and children give him no increase but loss, and they have plotted a mighty plot. وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا ولا سواعا ولا يغوث ويعوق ونصرا. Here they are, their names, sister, inspire me. And they have said, you shall not leave your gods. You see, they made them as gods now. Shall you leave Wad, nor Suwa, nor Yaguth, nor Ya'uq, nor Nasra. These are the names of their idols. وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ضَلَالًا. And indeed they have led many astray. And O Allah, grant no increase to the polytheists and wrongdoers and disbelievers save error because of their disdainfulness. So when he saw that the admonition, okay, great, Zakallah khair, Abu Maher, brother Abu Maher putting them there. When he saw that the admonition wasn't beneficial from every angle, then, and he found that when a generation comes after the other, then the newer one was even more wicked than the one before. That's when he invoked Allah by saying, وَقَالَ نُوحٌ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا. And Noah said, then my Lord, leave not one of the disbelievers on the earth. If you leave them, they will mislead your slaves and they will beget none but wicked disbelievers. Then Allah answered the invocation of Noah. In this there is a very important benefit. Noah alayhi salam didn't leave any way to call his people except that he resorted to it. Openly, secretly, giving warnings, giving glad tidings, giving evidences, intellectual and physical, from themselves and from the environment around them. Why did he continue all these lengthy years without boredom, calling them to Tawheed, calling them to submit to Allah alone? Does this call to Tawheed deserve all this great effort and all of this intention? Surely Allah agreed with him, agreed with Noah about his works, and spoke highly of him. And this is because this is the essence of wisdom. This is what is necessitated by our fitrah, by our natural inclination, and by intellect, that they should know of Allah and worship Him alone. And that's why the prophets, and now Noah we're speaking about, exerted all the effort in this direction. They didn't dissipate the efforts in this or that methodology or that way. Had there been any other methodology better than this way, they would have ascribed to it. And Allah would have chosen for His messengers. But above this methodology to call for the Tawheed, there is no other one. So Allah accepted Noah's invocation and ordered him now to build up the ship. Ordered him to build up the ship. وَأَوْحِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنْ فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. And it was revealed to Noah, none of your people will believe except those who have believed already. So be not sad because of what they used to do. وَاسْمَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. And construct the ship under our eyes and with our revelation, and call not upon me on behalf of those who did wrong, they are surely to be drowned. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكُ. And Allah taught him how to make this building of this ship. So he was the first to initiate it for mankind. And mankind owes it, after Allah owes it to Nuh alayhi salam, for the building of ships and for the benefits that it carries. So Allah asserted that those polytheists who mocked Noah and the followers of Noah, that they are surely to be drowned. So he وَيَسْمَعُ الْفُلْكَ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهِ قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. And as he was constructing the ship, whenever the chiefs of his people passed by him, they mocked at him. He said, if you mock at us, so do we mock at you likewise for your mocking. Meaning, we will mock at you once the time for your destruction will come. And Allah informed him of that, and that when the time will come, that's exactly what will happen. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. And you will know who it is, on whom will come a torment that will cover him with disgrace, and on whom will fall a lasting torment. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وفار التنور. So it was till when our command came and the oven gushed forth, meaning the water like fountains from the earth. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته Sister Farida. So when that happened, when the water like fountains gushed from the earth, we said, Allah ordered him now to carry on from the animals and those who believed with him to be put on the ship. We asked, embark therein of each kind two, male and female, and your family, except him against whom the word has already gone forth and those who believe. And none believed with him except a few. 1,000 minus 50 years, total of 950 years, only a few believed in Noah. So, when he put everybody there on the ship, وَقَالَ اَرْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرَيْهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And he, Noah, said, embark therein, in the name of Allah will be its moving course and its resting anchorage. Surely my Lord is oft forgiving, most merciful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَجَّرَ الْأَرْضِ عُيُونًا وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرْ. And we caused springs to gush forth from the earth, and saw the waters of the heaven and the earth met for a matter predestined. So the heavens pouring the rain and the water gushing water like fountains gushing out from earth, all met. And then it started covering up the lower parts of the earth, and then gradually building up high, higher and higher, covering up hills until the highest of the mountains were covered, while the ship taking its course like mountains, moving right and left. So at the ship, Allah says, وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ وَنَادَى نُوحٌ ابْنَهُ. So at the ship sailed with them amidst waves like mountains. And that, during that moment, Noah called out to his son, who was a disbeliever. Noah's son did not believe, and he was amongst the disbelievers. So Noah saw his son, who separated himself from his father, and who fled from the gushing waters. So Noah called upon him, said, يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَبْ مَعَنَا وَلَا تَكُنْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. O my son, embark with us and be not with the disbelievers. So he increased in arrogance even during that horrible moment. So he said, سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء. قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء. The son replied, I will betake myself to some mountain, it will save me from the water. Noah answered, قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين. He didn't think that the water will rise all these levels and take over the tip of the mountains. That's why Noah told him, this day there is no savior from the decree of Allah except him on whom he has mercy. and waves came in between them, so he, the son, was among the drowned. So Allah drowned all the disbelievers and saved Noah and the believers and the pairs of from every kind of animals, and in that was a sign for the message of Tawheed, that the message of Tawheed, the one who accepts it is the one to be saved, and the one who opposes it is in plain error and in falsehood. And in this there is evidence that Allah will recompense the believers in this life with good, while the disbelievers, after the giving them all the evidences and the proofs and sending them the messengers and sending the revelations, those who disdain and reject, ultimately they will be destroyed. So when that happened and they were destroyed, Allah ordered, commanded the heavens to stop to cease pouring the rain, and the earth to swallow all that water in it. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك ويا سماء أقلعي وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين. And it was said, O earth, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command was, O earth, swallow up your water, and O sky, withhold your rain, and the water was made to subside, and the decree of Allah was fulfilled, meaning the destruction of the people of Noah from the disbelievers, and it, the ship, rested on Mount Judi. And Mount Judi is a is a famous mountain known to be in the outskirts of Al-Mosul in Iraq. Of Al-Mosul in Iraq. Nuh felt sad concerning his son, so he called upon Allah, saying, وَنَادَى نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ فَقَالَ رَبِّ نَبْنِيَ مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And Nuh called upon his Lord Allah and said, O my Lord, verily my son is of my family, and certainly your promise is true, and you are the most just of the judges. You know, here Nuh is resorting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of his love for his son, this natural love between the father and his son, and the son to the father. But the matter is more profound than this. Allah responded, قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Allah said, O Nuh, surely he is not of your family. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ, meaning his work is unrighteous. So ask not of me that which you have no knowledge. I admonish you lest you should be one of the ignorant. He is not from your family, meaning he is not from those who will be promised to be saved. What is this, that this work of you is not righteous? It means that this invocation for your son, who was on disbelief, is not befitting, O Noah. And this is, Allah is blaming Nuh for that and admonishing him, teaching him that this kind of invocation was only driven by his sympathy, the natural sympathy for his son. However, the invocation should be motivated by seeking the pleasure of Allah and sincerity of religion to Allah alone, because Allah would not forgive this gravest sin, to associate partners with Allah or to disdain Him. Other than that, Allah will forgive all sins. So Noah realized what he has said, and immediately he resorted to Allah saying, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Noah said, O my Lord, I seek refuge in you, or with you, from asking you that of which I have no knowledge of. And unless you forgive me and have mercy on me, I will indeed be of one of the losers. It was said then, Noah, O Noah, come down from the ship with peace from us and blessings on you and the people who are with you. قِلَ يَا نُوحُ اهْبِطْ مِنَّا بِسَلَامٍ اهْبِطْ بِسَلَامٍ مِنَّا وَبَرَكَاتٍ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى أُمَمٍ مِمَّنْ مَعَكَ وَأُمَمٌ سَنُمَتِّعُهُمْ ثُمَّ يَمَسُّهُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. It was said, O Noah, come down from the ship with peace from us and blessings on you and on the people who are with you and on some of their offspring, but there will be other people to whom we shall grant their pleasures for a time, but in the end a painful torment will reach them from us, those who disbelieve. So Allah blessed him and in his offspring, so he had the following offspring. He had Yafeth, Yafeth, whose offspring filled the east, and Ham, whose offspring filled the west, and Sam, who filled between the east and west, his offspring. Okay, inshallah ta'ala, yes. So he stayed with his people Noah for 950 years, and after they were destroyed, he stayed as long as Allah wished, and he was one of the messengers who were firm and steadfast on deen, on religion. And he was the first of the messengers, and he is the second father of humanity after Adam. What are the benefits of this story? What are the benefits of this story? The first benefit is that all the messengers from Noah's time all the way to the final message of Muhammad are all agreed on calling people to submit in Tawheed, in believing in the oneness of Allah, and also calling them to abstain from committing shirk, the opposite of Tawheed. And that's why Noah and the rest of the messengers used to say to their people, you will find this abundantly in the Quran, اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. Worship Allah alone, you have no other God besides Him. From the benefits of this story of Noah is the etiquette of calling people to the truth. So Noah called his people day and night, openly and secretly, every time, with every effort. He admonished them by all that what is good and warned them about the evil consequences of their rejection. And he persevered, a great perseverance, like the rest of the messengers. And he spoke them to them kindly, caring, and using every possible word that may touch the heart. And yet he established also the proofs and evidences. Yes, please, Brother Abu Maher, it's very important. What you have done, Jazakallah khair, is good to put these points of benefit on the screen. So from this we learn the good etiquettes for da'wah, for calling people to Allah. And the third benefit exposing the futile arguments of the disbelievers, and that they are built on ignorance. Examine their saying in chapter 11, verse 27, Brother Abu Maher. Chapter 11, verse 27. The same one that you are citing there, but go first, please, to 27. The chiefs who disbelieved among his people said, "We see you but a man like ourselves." So does it mean really if the truth comes on the hand or on the tongue of a human? Does this really cast doubt about the truth? Meaning that just because he's a human, you know, the truth is something vulnerable? This would mean that we can have all sorts of doubts about all beneficial knowledge, especially the things that these called human sciences, we know that they are from the human intellect and experience and experimental sciences. This does not really nullify all of these kinds of sciences because men are indulging in it. They said the same thing also in another place in the Quran, in Ibrahim, chapter verse 11. Chapter 14, verse 11. That they're saying, وَمَا نَرَى لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ. And we don't see any special merit for you, meaning we are the same, we are human. But the messengers responded, the messengers had a response to this. In chapter 14, verse 11, that's it. Their messenger said to them, "We are no more than human beings like you, but Allah bestows His grace to whom He wills of His slaves." So that was the answer of the prophets. That meaning the messengers and the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the special revelation. Allah's mercy and His wisdom necessitated that the messengers be humans, so that people would be easily interacting with them, taking the benefits from them, and the matter will be easy. And Allah will make easy things for them. So those beliers who denied the message really denied the essence of the favor itself, meaning having the message on the tongue of human messengers. And in their saying also, وَمَا نَرَاكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاذِلُنَا, we only see that the meanest of us are those who are following. We know that truth is known to be truth on its own merits, not because of who follows it. What they are saying here, what they are uttering, is coming out because of their haughtiness and arrogance. And this really prevents the person from reaching the truth. Arrogance. And they call them the meanest. But this is not the case, because they believe in Allah and His messengers, and obeying Allah and submitting to Him is safety from every kind of mean way or mean thinking or mean behavior. This is not meanness. Meanness is to be arrogant and reject the truth. And from the benefits, that from the merits of the prophets and the messengers, and a proof for their messengership is their sincerity, complete sincerity to Allah in their worship. and in their acts of worship that is conveyed and taught rather to mankind to benefit from. And they really seek no reward. That's why they said, وَيَا قَوْمِ, he said to them, وَيَا قَوْمِ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مَالًا إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ, I don't seek any wealth from you, O my people. My reward is only with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyone who follows the messengers, alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Kyle and Sam, anyone who follows the messengers in this respect, Allah will lift him in this life and in the hereafter. Also from the benefits, that in speaking ill about the intentions of the believers, putting them down, is something disliked. And from the benefits that this story conveys is seeking help from Allah and naming Allah at times of difficulties, mentioning His name at times of difficulties and unease, and praising Him in abundance, especially when He sends the favors upon us, saving us from unease and hardships. As Allah said here, وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا, as Allah spoke about Noah, وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرَيْهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا, in Hud chapter 11 verse 41, when Allah said, and he Noah said, embark therein in the name of Allah, will be its moving course and its resting anchorage. Surely my Lord is oft forgiving, most merciful. And also we learn from the Quran also that one invokes Allah to have His blessings in our dwellings and our residence places while we are traveling or while we are not traveling. As Allah said in Surah Al-Mu'minun, which we heard in the very beginning of this program, in chapter 23 verse 29, وَقُلْ رَبِّي أَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ, and say, my Lord, cause me to land at a blessed landing place, for you are the best of those who bring to land. From the benefits, the fear of Allah and complying with what's required from the believer is from the means, alaykum as-salam rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, is from the means to attain good in this life, and children and provisions and strength in physical strength, etc. And it's also the main cause for attaining the safety in the hereafter. That salvation from the general punishment and that Allah may inflict in this life is for the believers. And who are the believers? They are the messengers and their followers. But Allah cautions also that the believers who don't stand in calling to correcting the states of the Ummah of the Islamic nation at large, of the Muslims at large, and especially when sin becomes very apparent Allah cautions as in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 25. وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصًا. And fear the fitna, the affliction and trial, which affects not in particular or only those of you who do wrong, but it may afflict all the good and the bad people, and know that Allah is severe in punishment. And this is very important for us to remember, that when we neglect our duties to Allah, you know, the punishment and the infliction that may come on the will not be only directed at the wrongdoers. It may cover all. It may include all. And in this there is a motivation, an encouragement, an urging for the believers to always admonish what is right and forbid what is wrong to the best of their abilities and in the manners described by the Sharia, and not to transgress the limits in any way. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise is due to Allah. May Allah's salat and salam be upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all of the messengers as well. This concludes the story of Noah, and the benefits of which were mentioned. And as I said earlier, the reference is this good reference is that of Al-Shaykh Al-Sa'di's Qisas Al-Anbiya, the stories of the prophets, by the Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir Al-Sa'di rahimahullah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it of a benefit for myself and for all of you. If there is any question, then you may pick up the mic or write in text.